flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Ray in Monmouth County. Ray, what's going on, buddy?
I'm a former professional baseball player. Unfortunately, came up a tad bit short of getting to the big leagues. I did spend time in the New York Mets organization. And I actually played for the Long Island Ducks for many, many years. So I played with Gary Carter, Buddy Harrison. So you talk a lot about, you know, father-son dynamic or just childhood memories of who you grew up rooting for. So I grew up a diehard Mets fan, and Darryl Strawberry was and still is my idol. I remember in 1990, I came home from school. Bill Buttel was the anchor on WABC.
I know Bill. I remember Bill very well.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I remember getting ready for dinner, and Bill Buttel said something along the lines of, "Good luck out west, young man." And that was the day I found out that Darryl had left the Mets to sign with the Dodgers.
Oof.
And I was 12, soon to be 13.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't understand the business of baseball, so I completely blamed the New York Mets. And I was angry at them forever. And I promised myself that I would never, ever wear a Mets hat, wear a Mets jersey ever again. And unfortunately, but fortunately for me, I had to break that promise when I signed with the Mets and I played for them in AAA in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
But the first time I ever picked up a Mets hat again and actually wore a Mets fitted hat was this past summer when I took my wife and my four-year-old daughter to her first Major League game. I took her to Darryl Strawberry's retirement day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it felt good. It felt good again. I've always rooted for the Mets deep down, but I was just angry and I kept my promise to myself. I wore a Mets hat that day. Last year was special for me. My daughter has fallen in love with baseball and loved the Mets. And even on Darryl's day, Pete Alonso hit a home run.
There you go. I mean, we could have that conversation all day. It was a great call, Ray. Very well done. BT and Sal call today. Get back to these calls in a minute. 888-808-1019. Evan Attiki coming up next. Real quick. So for those of you who, you know, are old enough to remember this, Bill Buttel, Ray brought up the name Bill Buttel. So you don't know the name because you're too young there. Hoff, you should know the name. Bill Buttel was one of the longtime newsmen in New York, just a legend. I'm sure he was at other networks, but I remember at ABC. Long story short, so I'm trying to get into business. This just triggered this. This is actually a really funny story. Imagine being in this position, dude. So I'm out of college. I'm trying to hustle, trying to just get some sort of crack into the business. And I don't even know how I wound up with Scott Clark, who's a great guy. But I actually wound up like shadowing Scott Clark at ABC a few nights, and before he would do like the 11 o'clock sports. And I would go, and he would show me how we would chart games this way. Well, he wouldn't do it. Somebody would chart games for him this way when they're looking for highlights, Knicks, whatever it might be. And he's putting together his newscast, his sportscast. he could do it the right way. Fast forward, after he shows me that, he's like, hey, listen, I think it was the 6 o'clock news. He's like, won't you come in studio and watch the newscast? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I'd love to. I mean, I'm 21, 22, and it's Bill Butel. I forget the woman's name. I think Sam Champion was doing the weather, and Scott Clark was doing the sports. And if you've ever, well, I'm sure many of you haven't been in a news studio, but if you've been watching the news, you know they've got the anchor desk, and sometimes at, I can't believe this happened, at bigger studios, they've got like maybe a couch where they'll do a secondary interview, whatever it might be. So I'm sitting on the, he's like, yeah, he's like, just go sit over there, watch us do the, and then, you know, during the first break, you can maybe go home, whatever, just watch us do the first segment. I'm like, oh, this is unbelievable, right? So I'm in the corner of the studio, and for some idiotic reason, I don't know what possessed me to do this. Oh, my God. I'm actually getting nervous now thinking about this. 20 years ago, I moved, maybe 20, something a little more than 20. I moved the couch, and the couch happened to be on a little elevated stand. I'd say about a half a foot up, not like an inch, maybe more than 6 inches, and the whole couch, like the foot of the four things that rest on the actual floor, it falls. So now the couch is tilted, and they're just starting the newscast. So you hear this thud, boom, right? I'm like, oh my God. Now I'm young and I'm in a decent shape. I catch myself. I can't move because I'm not far from them. And I held this position with my fist, holding myself up, twisted and contorted on this couch that was no longer on the podium that it was initially meant to be. Oh my God, dude. And Bill Butel, the legend, was in the studio. And when Ray just mentioned his name, that triggered that memory. My God, I thought my career was over. All right, let me get, they were awesome. Let me get Jack in Westchester. Jack, BT and Sal, what's going on?
What up, BT? Hey, Mom, I know you're listening. you brought up Kevin hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Your mom, big fan of the show? Birthday? Anything special with Mom or just a good mom?
Dude. She loves you and Sal. I mean, I think she likes you guys more than she likes me, but she loves me more than she loves you.
Well, understood. That makes a lot of sense. What is her name, Jack?
Didi Gonzalez.
Didi, we appreciate that. Sal is out today, so I speak for him with this. Thank you for the support, Didi. It's very good. Now, what's going on, buddy?
You brought up Kevin Costner at Bull Durham, so my question to you is, who is the best movie athlete or actor who plays in sports? Because Kevin Costner, honestly, is unreal. He's good at golf, good at baseball, but you can add in Keanu Reeves. He's a sleeper. Wesley Snipes. So, just wanted to hear your opinion with the last call before you get off. Who is the best actor?
That's a tough one. Let me ponder that. Thanks for the call, there, Jack. Well, the first one that pops in is Shooter McGavin. Now, it's not the conventional athletic sense, but Tin Cup is obviously Tin Cup. I got all these different Billy Madison. What? I mean, Happy Gilmore. I'm getting flooded with movies here. Yes, McGavin's that's what a character. How's this for how's that for a free lesson? As he hits the wedge, he sticks it to like 2 feet. So I think McGavin, Shooter McGavin, if I think like a non-comedic, like a serious sporting movie, I don't know how anybody does a better job than Costner. Like, you see, Kevin Costner played college baseball. So there is the authentic body movements, even when he's on the mound for the Tigers in For Love of the Game. It's fairly believable. I mean, it really is. Costner's money. He's just money. He does have a pretty pure golf swing. I know, you know, the magic of cinematography. Funny story here. Well, I mean, not a story, but me and Beningo, I'm at the Final Four with, me and Teak were there, it was back in the day, but Joe and Evan were there. And this was years ago, at least 8-9 years ago. And me and Joe played golf at the country club with somebody else, it doesn't matter who it was, but that where they actually shot Tin Cup, the scene where Kevin Costner rinsed like sixth when he was trying to get home with his 3-wood, that's actually a par 4. It's not a par five on the actual course. Isn't that wild? And we were actually dropping balls from the, I played that course. Probably shot a 110. And Benico may have been rolling up a dude while we were playing, but it was a fun day. Hey, by the way, speaking of old time, we love Joe, legends. Happy birthday to the Mink Man. John Minko, 72 today. The Mink Man, well, bingo. So I will see Mink tomorrow. Johnny's Providence, just about a sellout. Happy birthday, buddy. Can't wait to see you, man. And everybody misses you. Let me get Mark in Marlboro. What's happening, dude?
Hey, BT, how are you?
Good.
So I got to go back to Alonzo, and I'm sorry because I know you were going on other stuff.
No, it's all good.
I love your take on baseball. I really just watch the Mets. I'm 58 years old, and I just really focus on the Mets. You talked about how they wouldn't sign him to a five-year deal. Isn't Alonzo a deal at $20 million a year at 33, 34 years old based on these other contracts that people are signing? Why wouldn't the Mets sign him to a longer-term deal if he's around $20 million a year?
Yeah. Well, number one, you don't know what's going to happen to the economics of the game. I'm telling you, we're getting a work stoppage. I said that the other day. Stearns kind of hinted at that after I said it. We got problems after the 2026 season. Big problems. So I'm not saying that directly factors into that, but, you know, it's just been the emphasis and a de-emphasizing, thanks for the call, Mark. I'm obviously against it with the music, of, you know, an aging-ish. You know, he's not old, but he's not young, a righty. Come on, all the things we've hit a million times. You know, if it was Keith Hernandez, age 28, and he's a lefty, it's different. It's just different. The emphasis on the importance of a first baseman who just has power, that's changed a lot. Even Olsen, you know, is a little bit better athlete, you know, probably projects longer with his body. I don't know. I mean, it's a tough spot for Pete because he does one thing amazing, but he didn't have a good year last year by his standards. So there you go. I will see some of you at the Garden tomorrow. Look forward to it. All right, noon tip, Johnny's Providence. Let's go. Keep it moving. Knicks Lakers tomorrow night. That'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to getting my guy Sal back in the studio on Monday. Have an awesome weekend. Looks like we'll be all right with the weather. Travel ball. Enjoy your kids. Do your thing there. Evan and Tiki coming up next. We will see you Monday at 10.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.